Welcome to tape number 12 at the beginning, or at least right now. This is going to be a tape of public service messages, continued from tape 5. Gracias de nada, por favor, adios.
Here's the walrus and the fox for the Better Hearing Institute.
Hey, you better hurry or you'll be late.
Eh?
I said you're going to...
Eh?
I said you want to do something about your hearing, like wearing a hearing aid.
No way. You're not going to catch me with one of those things in my ear.
Well, you wear glasses, don't you? So you can see.
Yeah.
Well, what's the difference in that and wearing a hearing aid?
Gee, I never thought of it that way.
Millions of people with hearing loss can be helped either medically or through amplification. Many famous people wear a hearing aid so that they can live normal, happy lives. The Better Hearing Institute has a fascinating free booklet, 12 Success Stories. It's yours free. Right Hearing, Box 1840, Washington, D.C., 20013. That's Hearing, Box 1840, Washington, D.C., 20013.
You ought to hear what you're missing.
All right, you chipmunks, we're going to thank all those people for preventing forest fires. You chipmunks should know better than anybody how important that is, so let's hear it. Theodore?
Okay.
Simon?
Okay.
Alvin? Alvin!
Okay! Thank you from the singing birds. Glad you've heard our many words.
A public service on behalf of the Forest Service, State Foresters, and the Ad Council.
What I'm trying to sell you is an idea. Caution. If you stay in the sun only a short while the first two or three times, chances are you won't end up with a burn. And there are some other ways you can save your skin. To learn about them, send for a copy of In Pursuit of a Summer Tan. It's free from Consumer Information, Pueblo, Colorado, zip code 81009.
They were volunteers, farmers, blacksmiths, shopkeepers. Volunteers who took up their muskets 200 years ago to declare America a free and independent nation. Today, it's still a volunteer defense force that stands ready to preserve that freedom. The National Guard and Reserve. They make up nearly 30% of our total military force, but cost only 5% of our entire defense budget. If you employ 5 people or 5,000, you make a sound investment when you support our National Guard and Reserve. And you can, by pledging that those volunteer citizen soldiers who work for you may meet their military training schedules without a limit on their career opportunities. Hundreds of thousands of businessmen have volunteered their signatures on our statement of support. Volunteer yours. For more information, write Employer Support, Arlington, Virginia, 22202. A public service, the Advertising Council.
Ma'am, we're asking people what they know about different organizations.
Oh, good. Ask me anything about that.
All right. What's the ISAZP?
It's the International Society of Austrian Zither Players.
Right. Not many people know that one.
Give me another.
What does the Supreme Order of Federated Alliances do?
Oh, the same stuff as the Benevolent American Daughters Associated Guild Society.
I never heard of that group.
I just made it up.
All right. Now, here's a serious one. Name two things the American Cancer Society is involved in besides cancer research.
Wow. They're into so many things, like educating the public to the warning signals of cancer and professional education for doctors and nurses and dentists and service for patients.
Right. And lots more. And that's why the American Cancer Society needs financial support to continue its drive to wipe out cancer in our lifetime.
Well, I certainly support them.
Good.
Now, here's one for you. What's the LLTA?
I give up.
The League of Lady Tattoo Artists.
Oh, you made that up.
No, I'm a member. How'd you like a picture of Millard Fillmore tattooed on your elbow?
It's taken already.
For children growing up in homes without books, there's a special emptiness. A deep-down hunger for the world beyond the street corner or playground. A world where they could grow up to become whatever they want to be. But millions of these children will never find out about that world because they'll never know what they can learn in books unless you help. RIF, Reading is Fundamental, is helping to get millions of books into the hands of these boys and girls. Books they can choose themselves for keeps. And once a child gets into books, there's no stopping him. More than 150 local RIF programs are proving it in communities like yours. Won't you help RIF? Help the children in your community. Write to RIF Incorporated. That's RIF, care of Smithsonian Institution, Washington, D.C., 20560.
All right, yes, we'll be right there. Goodbye. Get the car.
Who's on the phone?
Richard and Carol. They had an accident. That was the hospital.
But they were just here at the party. They just left.
Hurry, please. Get the car. Richard is hurt.
People are incredible. They watch and whisper as someone they love slowly destroys himself with alcohol. Then they let him take control of a machine that kills more people in this country than guns. They let him drive a car. And then the phone rings. Then they're shaken and very afraid that someone they love may die. Where were they when he was killing himself? If someone you care about has a drinking problem, don't let him drive when he's drunk. Take his car keys. Call a cab. Drive him yourself. If you love him, don't let him die.
Carol, we're sorry. If there's anything we can do...
Remember, when a problem drinker drives, it's your problem. A public service message on behalf of the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Oh, boy. Do I have a headache. Why do they have to make these caps so hard to open?
For a very good reason. Children open things that they shouldn't. That's why we have safety packaging. For the life of your child, you can live with a little inconvenience. For further information, write the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, Washington, D.C., 20207.
Double up America. Two can ride cheaper than one.
If you drive to work alone, it's costing you twice as much to commute as it should. And that's too much. Cut it in half. Take a friend. Double up, America. Two can ride cheaper than one.
Double up, America. Two can ride cheaper than one.
A public service, U.S. Department of Transportation, this station, and the Ad Council.
Counselors. It's a good idea to check the firm as carefully as it checks you, especially if you're asked to make a substantial payment whether or not you get a job. Before you sign with any firm, get all the details in writing, including the fee, and check them out with your lawyer. When you're looking for a job, don't let anyone do a job on you. A consumer tip from your Better Business Bureau.
I donate blood because there's a need.
He's giving blood to help save the lives of others. But he can't do it alone. He needs help, trained help.
Do you have any heart trouble?
No.
And she helped him, working side by side with full-time professionals to make the process efficient and relatively painless. She's a Red Cross volunteer nurse. If you're a nurse, this is only one way you can help others. For more details, contact your local Red Cross chapter.
Gary, it's time to go. Gary, I was calling you. You just don't listen.
Maybe he listens, but maybe he doesn't always hear you.
You see, a child can have a hearing loss without your knowing it and without him knowing it. He can't tell you because he doesn't know the difference. He doesn't know what he's missing. Over 3 million school-age children suffer some hearing loss. Most can be helped either medically or through amplification, especially when they are young. If your child seems unattentive, disinterested, or slow to learn, he may be suffering from a hearing loss, and he may be missing many happy, important sounds of life. Have his hearing checked. And should a hearing aid be recommended, please encourage him to use it regularly. For more information about good hearing, write Hearing, Box 1840, Washington, D.C., 20013. A message from the Better Hearing Institute.
The British are coming!
200 years ago, Paul Revere knew who to call on in a national emergency, a volunteer defense force. Today, volunteers still assure America's freedom and security by their service in the National Guard and Reserve. Did you know that the Guard and Reserve provide almost 30% of our military manpower at a cost of only 5% of the entire defense budget? If you're an employer, you can help keep the Guard and Reserve strong and ready by signing an official statement of support. It's a pledge to back your employees who serve in Guard or Reserve units, and a promise that they won't be denied career opportunities because of their part-time military training. To receive your statement of support, or for more information, write Employer Support, Arlington, Virginia, 22202. That's Employer Support, Arlington, Virginia, 22202. A public service of this station and the Advertising Council.
But we know the living isn't always easy. I'm Virginia Nauer, President Ford's consumer advisor, and I'd like to recommend some help. It's a free publication, the Consumer Information Index. It lists free and low-cost government publications on such problems as car repair, food shopping, and home buying. For your free copy of the index, write Consumer Information, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
Lake Washington was in bad trouble.
And getting worse. And so a few of us got together.
And when the movement got rolling, thousands of people became involved. The whole region came to life.
We saved the lake, and we were willing to pay for it.
Lift your heart and your hand. Make it brighter in this land. We've got a new way of living now. Join the band and the lead. One more, one more, we succeed. We've got a new way of living now. Let's see a new day. We've got a new way of living.
For information, write U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Washington, D.C., 20460.
Serving the metropolitan area, this is News Center 97, WNWS-FM, New York. At 9 o'clock, I'm Bill Maher, and America, free and independent nation. Today, it's still a volunteer defense force that stands ready to preserve that freedom. The National Guard and Reserve. They make up nearly 30% of our total military force, but cost only 5% of our entire defense budget. If you employ 5 people or 5,000, you make a sound investment when you support our National Guard and Reserve. And you
can help, too, in your own special way. Here, Washington, D.C., 20013. Volunteer.
You never know how much good you can do until you do it. A public service of this country and...
Young minds are so...
Friends aren't easy to find.
Friends aren't easy to choose.
Friends aren't easy to make. Friends are too easy to lose. And I don't want to lose you.
Thousands and thousands of us are killed or hurt badly in drunk driving crashes every year. Please don't let your friends drive if they're drunk. And don't ride with them. You drive. Be a friend. Don't lose one.
Friends aren't easy to make. Friends are too easy to lose. And I don't want to lose you.
A public service message on behalf of the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Welcome to the Smuggling Game. Today, Mr. and Mrs. Joe Average will try to sneak something illegally through. What'll it be today, Paul?
Today's contestants will have a sticky job of concealing 2 gallons of raw milk from their parents' farm in the old country.
2 gallons! Get that, contestants? You have just 60 seconds since finding out it's illegal to hide the stuff. Ready? Go!
While they're trying to hide all that milk, let me remind the folks at home that it's illegal to bring many kinds of plants, animals, and plant and animal products into the country from overseas. So before you buy products abroad, be sure you can bring them back. Write for the free booklet, Traveler's Tips, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington, D.C., 20250.
Well, time's up, contestants. How did you hide the milk? Get that, folks? They drank it. That's not smuggling or illegal. Remember, the only way to win the smuggling game is not to play it. So send for your copy of Traveler's Tips.
If you're disabled, unemployed, and on welfare, you might think you've reached the end of the line. But with a little initiative, some vocational rehabilitation, training, time, and effort, you can start again and be back on the right track. If you want to do it, it can be done. No, disability isn't a dead end. Contact your local state office of vocational rehabilitation today. It's something to get steamed up about. A public service message from the Social and Rehabilitation Service of the U.S. Department of Health, Education, and Welfare.
You get no medal for staying safe, but you keep alive and well. On the job, safety's what I mean. Yeah, that's the story that I tell. Job safety is the name of the tune, and it's number one on the list. Take the time to keep it in mind. Hurting will never be missed. You get no medal for staying safe. 40 hours of keeping well. On the job, safety's what I mean. Yeah, and that's the story that I tell. Yeah, me and the U.S. Department of Labor. And me too.
I didn't before, but I sure do now. My personnel gal took a few of us on a tour of one of their offices. They convinced us. Their people and machine combination saves everybody time, money, and a lot of unnecessary interviewing.
How about the caliber of applicants?
On target, these days especially. The choice is greater, and they won't even send people unless they're pre-screened. And it's good business. No fee.
Can I see that paper again?
Call in your job openings now to the New York State Employment Service. Listed in the yellow pages. In New York City, call 488-7330. 488-7330.
The Blackbird had proven worthless, and the big man had left the city.
So I figured I'd add a partner to the firm of Sam Swade, private investigator. Well, then I heard him coming. He was a pretty good-looking kid, but he walked slowly with a painful limp. Well, what happened, I said. Ran over my foot with my power lawnmower, he said. And I wasn't wearing shoes. Well, look, kid, I said, you gotta understand this is dangerous business. If you're gonna mow your lawn, you better learn something about it. Get yourself a free safety booklet. Write Lawnmowers, Washington, D.C., 20207. That's the scoop from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. If you want to work with me, kid...
Imagine what it would be like to rake your lawn if one out of every 10 passing motorists threw litter on it. If you can imagine that, you'll have a good idea of how much labor, time, and money goes into keeping New York State roadsides clean. This is Vincent L. Toffany, State Motor Vehicle Commissioner, urging you to carry a litter bag in your car. Use it and keep it there until you reach a proper disposal site.
A birthday card's pretty important to a 6-year-old. But there's one card that's important to youngsters of all ages, a Social Security card. If a parent dies, it could provide regular cash benefits until the children reach 18, or 22 if they stay in school. Sure, Social Security helps when you retire, but it's also something to depend on now. For more information, contact any Social Security office. The Social Security Administration is an agency of the U.S. Department of Health, Education, and Welfare.
Well, that's remarkable.
It is, isn't
You've
it?
You've never had an accident.
No, I haven't.
In your car?
No.
On the job, stub your finger,
never.
Maybe. Around the house, a little paper cut?
Zero accidents in my lifetime.
Wow, you must make sure every place is very safe.
No, I don't even think about safety.
Not at all?
No. Say, I've got to go now. Could you hold the door open for me?
On this packing crate?
Sanitized packing crate.
You live here?
All my life. Bye.
If you don't like thinking about safety, think about where you'd be without it.
Well, there's no more room in here.
A public service message from the National Safety Council.
A job may be, safety should be first where you work. Check around your shop, put safety right on top. Safety should be first where you work. Slips and falls can hurt. Avoid them, stay alert. Safety should be first where you work.
Think about and practice job safety where you work. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Labor.
Safety should be first where you work.
Got it all together, trying to find a place for me and my family. Too many doors closed. I get a different story every time I show my face. Too many doors closed. Why can't I be treated just like any other man?
Fair housing law says discrimination is illegal. If someone refuses you a house or apartment because of your color, nationality, or religion, call HUD. Toll free, 800-424-8590. 800-424-8590.
Run, too many
HUD,
doors.
Open doors.
Have you heard? Come on and get the word.
When you take out your boat this season, what's the first thing you need to have a safe, pleasurable outing? Well, that may be hard to answer, because you need a lot of things, like a full tank of gas, firefighting and life-saving equipment, personal flotation devices for everyone aboard, an anchor and line, distress signals like mirrors or flares.
Big pleasure, boating a pleasure.
Yes, you can make it a pleasure by being prepared. Not just with equipment and supplies, but prepared for any emergency that might develop. You know, the last thing you need on your boat trip is an accident. That's why the United States Coast Guard wants you to keep this little tip in mind.
Safe Reef is no accident. Safe Reef is no accident. Safe
Reef is no
accident.
For WNBC, this is Bert Weatherby. Our special guest today will be former Met star Dave Marshall, who once stole 78 bases in a single game. However, he was apprehended by authorities just six blocks from the stadium and forced to return the bases in time for the next day.
Have you ever noticed that all textile, wool, and fur products have labels on them? These labels tell you what the products are made of. For example, if furs didn't have labels, you could pay for polar bear and get white rabbit. But labels are required by law on all textiles, woolens, and furs. And the Federal Trade Commission enforces the law for your protection. Look for the label, and if you don't see it, or you think it's false or misleading, let the commission know. For more information on labeling requirements, ask the FTC. Write Labels, FTC, Washington, D.C., 20580. That's Labels, FTC, Washington, D.C., 20580.
Careful to keep the food safe. I'm Virginia Nauer, President Ford's consumer advisor. Bacteria that can cause food poisoning will multiply if you let cooked food sit around. And when you make chicken salad for a picnic, keep it chilled in a well-insulated cooler. For more information, write for a free copy of Summertime Foods to Consumer Information, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
Have you heard? Come on and get the word.
And the word from the U.S. Coast Guard is float plan. Before going on any boat trip, always leave a float plan with someone ashore. Indicate the description of your boat, number of passengers, proposed route, and destination.
Pleasure boating a pleasure.
Yes, make pleasure boating a pleasure. Have an enjoyable outing on your boat. Remember to leave that float plan with someone ashore and advise them of your scheduled return. And let them know when you do get back. That's important too. Just another good reason why the Coast Guard says,
safe boating is no accident. Safe boating is no accident. Safe boating is no accident.
Please come in. Welcome to the Emphysema Club. Used to be quite exclusive, you know, for older men only. Now they let almost anyone in. Why, would you believe I even saw several women in here the other day? Young women. And of course you know what's responsible for this. Cigarettes. That's what. Cigarettes. Well, don't just stand there. You might as well light up and join the club.
Emphysema, no longer for older men only. If you have its symptoms, shortness of breath, labored breathing, see your doctor right away. Meantime, don't smoke and try to avoid polluted air. Your Lung Association considers it a matter of life and breath.
America, look what we've done. 200 years behind us and we're walking in the sun. We're going and we're growing, taking stock in our land by buying U.S. savings bonds through the payroll savings plan. Take stock in America, join in our song, stock up on U.S. savings bonds and keep us going strong. Take stock in America, join in our song, stock up on U.S. savings bonds.
Okay, now welcome to side two of tape number 12, which is a tape, for the most part, of public service messages. There may be some other things taped on here at the end, after we've taped all the public service messages that we feel we'd like to tape. Okay? And that one at the end on the other side didn't quite make it. We may or may not use it, but don't worry about that. Etc., etc. And now let's get on with the tape. Of course, yes.
You say your letter's only going cross town, and you put the name and the address down. Well, your letter still needs a zip code, even if it's staying round town. If you forget that zip when you're sending that mail, it'll take another step to get it there. Cause it's gotta be sorted by hand when that number's nowhere.
Put a little zip, put a little zip, put a little zip on your cross town letter. A little zip.
The zip code number is in your telephone book. Just before you send that letter, all you gotta do is
put a little zip, put a little zip, put a little zip on your crosstown letter. A little zip, put a little zip, put a little zip in your local mail.
In 1790, hardly anyone died of cancer. You know why? They died of something else first. Of diphtheria, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, lockjaw, and all sorts of other infections. In those days, the chances of living to age 10 were 1 in 5. Now those chances are 99 in 100, thanks in large part to the efforts of college-based research and college-trained minds. Diphtheria, scarlet fever, and tuberculosis have been almost wiped out. Penicillin and other wonder drugs have conquered the danger of infection. But we still need all the college-trained minds we can get, and all the new information college research can uncover, to help solve all the other problems that still threaten our country and the world. So give to the college of your choice now. Give generously, and perhaps again someday, hardly anyone will die of cancer. A public service announcement of this station and the Advertising Council.
Out with a friend, share a smile when you're round the bend, let somebody brighten up your day.
Share a ride with a friend, drive together, and the time you spend will speed along as you go your way.
Double up every morning, double up going home at night, double up every day, it's a better way, we're gonna have more fun together.
You know, Fred and I, we've been riding together for a long time now. And when people ask me why, I tell them how cheap it is and how much gas we save. That's why we started, all right, but that's only part of the reason. Fred and I, we just like sharing the ride and the time with a friend. Two are just more fun than one.
Double up every morning, double up going home at night, double up every day, it's a better way,
That's a better way. You're gonna have more fun together.
Beats driving alone.
A public service of this station, the U.S. Department of Transportation, and the Advertising Council.
Your American Cancer Society presents Peter Falk and Lee Grant as friends in a doctor's waiting room.
Well, Mr. Klinger, I haven't seen you in ages. How are you?
Terrific. Terrific.
Well, you don't look it. You're all stooped over.
It's that noticeable, huh?
Oh, yes.
I was working out on the lawn and bent over to pull up some crabgrass and buying the back one off.
Oh, that once happened to me after I sneezed.
Then you know it's smart. Mm. What are you here for?
Oh, just my annual checkup. I just want to make sure I'm as healthy as I feel.
Good idea. I only go to the doctor when I'm suffering.
Oh, I feel even better after a checkup, knowing I really am in perfect health. The thing is...
What?
Oh, perhaps I shouldn't talk so much. You look very uncomfortable.
It'll be all right. The doctor says I can pull all the crabgrass I want in a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It is if you like pulling crabgrass.
Help your doctor help you with a yearly health checkup. It's your best cancer insurance. Call your doctor for an appointment soon. For more information, contact your American Cancer Society.
And Dawn, Thelma, and Joyce.
Tony Orlando and Dawn are talking to people who have found bright new careers by going to technical school. Joyce?
So here's Fred Perm, almost 40, can't walk, and without a job. What did you do, Fred?
Fred went back to school. He took art.
I could draw before I could write, so I tried illustration.
Well, how'd you do?
Fine. I'm now employed as a technical illustrator.
If you don't like the work you do, learn to do the work you like. Get a free Tony Orlando record. You can be more than you are. And the facts on how you can learn to do the work you like at technical school. Write Careers, Box 111, Washington, D.C., 20044. Careers, Box 111, Washington, D.C., 20044.
Going back to school was a good idea, wasn't it, Fred?
Just like a second birth, Joyce.
This was a public service announcement of this station, the U.S. Office of Education, and the Advertising Council.
Somewhere in the back of your mind, you know that there are people in town who need help. Children, sick people, old people, people who are down on their luck, people working to improve the environment. What can you do to help? Plenty as a volunteer. In fact, there's a crying need for your talents, your training, and your concerns. Take a moment to think of all that needs to be done. Then take another moment to think of what you can do, perhaps by applying your job skills or personal interests as a volunteer. The few hours a week you spend as a volunteer can make a wonderful difference to the people you help and to you. And that's all it takes, just a few hours a week. Your local Voluntary Action Center can put you in touch with organizations that need your help. Join one. Or if you see the need for a new program, they'll help you start one. Call your local Voluntary Action Center or write Volunteer, Washington, D.C., 20013. You'll never know how much good you can do until you do it. The public service of this station and the Advertising Council.
I wanted a combination of radio and electronics training, and the Coast Guard gave it.
Technical training that can pay off for the rest of your life. It's just one of the benefits you get when you enlist in the Coast Guard. You can train in a variety of important fields, radio, electronics, medicine, mechanics, accounting, and many more.
I didn't have the money for college or trade school, but I wanted to learn about engines. Now I've got a future. I like the paychecks, too.
We'll start you off at almost $350 a month with your first raise after only 10 weeks. And it's all spending money, because room, board, medical, and dental care is free. So help others while you help yourself as a lifesaver in the United States Coast Guard. See your local Coast Guard recruiter or call this toll-free number, 800-424-8883. That's 800-424-8883. Get all the facts about a job you can be proud of.
Riders on a tour train through the South Coast Botanic Garden in Palos Verdes, California, pass through one of the most varied collections of plant life in America. A crystal stream flows through our ravine, and plumed birds sing and feed around the more than 2,000 different plant species. And yet, Just 10 feet below them lie rusted cars, cracked sinks, 3 million tons of trash and garbage. For South Coast Botanic Garden was once a dump. One thing made this transformation possible, community involvement. Citizens of Palos Verdes Peninsula raised the money and did much of the grading and planting. A dump to a paradise. It's possible in your community. We'd like to send you the name of the community team nearest you so you can find out what they're doing and how you can help. Write Cape America Beautiful, 99 Park Avenue, New York, New York.
Share a smile when you're round the bend. Let somebody brighten up your day.
Share a ride with a friend. Drive together and the time you spend will speed along as you go your way.
Double up every morning. Double up going home at night. Double up every day. It's a better way. We're gonna have more fun together.
We're talking about the latest styles. We pass a wave of miles. Glad that I'm not driving home alone.
Talking about the game last night. A guy made a play that was out of sight. It's nice to talk to someone going home.
Double up every morning. Double up going home at night. Double up every day. It's a better way. We're gonna have more fun together.
Beats driving alone.
A public service of this station, U.S. Department of Transportation and the Advertising Council.
So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
A month at the Coast Guard Reserve.
It's like getting a paid vacation, a weekend on the water, helping others while you help yourself. For just 1 weekend a month, you get 4 days of full Coast Guard pay. 2 days a month at twice the pay. But the most rewarding part is the job itself. As a Coast Guard reservist, you're helping to save lives, fight water pollution, and safeguard our nation's waterways. You're also getting valuable technical training that can be handy in the future. So be a part-time lifesaver in the United States Coast Guard. 2 days a month at twice the salary. See your local Coast Guard recruiter today and get the facts. It's the best way to be a Sunday sailor.
I have a heart that goes bump, bump. And sometimes I can hear it thump. And Daddy says that in my chest, I have two things that are the best. They call them lungs, for breathing air. You never see them, but they're there. And if I breathe in air that's clean, I'll grow up like a jumping bean. Whenever I see any smoke, I'll run away before I choke. And something even better yet, I'll never smoke a cigarette. I'll breathe the air that's clean and free, so I can keep on being me.
Clear the smoke from your family image and from your lungs. And remember, your kids may never start if you stop. Quitting is tough, but your lung association says it's a matter of life and breath.
Consumer Information Center of the U.S. General Services Administration, and we have a lot of happy facts, useful facts, over 250 government publications, just filled with facts about nutrition, about simple home repairs, about what records you should keep. You can learn how to remove stains or how to take care of your car. All kinds of facts. For a free catalog, write Consumer Information, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. Learn the little-known facts of life that can help make your life a little happier.
Facts you can keep. Facts you can use. Learn happy facts and be happier you.
Send for your free catalog. Write Consumer Information, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
Today, practically everyone in this country can run a computer. Handheld, that is. Little computers came about as a result of college-trained minds experimenting with circuits and miniaturization. But college-trained minds have helped in more ways than just with computers. They have given us radio, television, life-saving pharmaceuticals, cures for polio, hepatitis, smallpox, lockjaw. And we have the X-ray, pacemaker, open-heart surgery, penicillin, and countless other wonders. The minds which can create new wonders need college educations. But colleges are in financial difficulties. Inflation is hurting them, too. The quality of college education is in danger through reduced programs, cutbacks in teaching staff. You can help make today and tomorrow better for you and for the world by giving generously to the college of your choice. Now. A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
Cigarette machine. I sell different smokes to different folks. Some like a mentholated, others like a plain. Some prefer a filter tip or dipped in champagne. I sell extra thin to women, extra long to men. Excuse me, but here comes another customer again. Different smokes for different folks. Some get emphysema, some get heart disease. Others get lung cancer. The lucky ones just wheeze. Why they spend their money on this stuff called nicotine, I'll never know. But then again, I'm just a dumb machine. Hello there. I have a cigarette.
Pay your money and take your chances. Emphysema, bronchitis, lung cancer. Or better yet, save your money and save your life. This reminder from your lung association is a matter of life and breath.
Taught me all I know about welding.
In the Coast Guard, you can learn a valuable trade and get paid well for doing it. Almost $350 a month for starters, with your first pay raise in only 10 weeks. Plus free room, board, medical care, and a clothing allowance.
I like the Coast Guard because it's a small group of people working together. Everyone has a responsibility and everyone is important.
You'll be part of a highly skilled, life-saving team specializing in electronics, medicine, engine repair, or other vital fields. You get all the responsibility you can handle with plenty of opportunity for promotion. So help others while you help yourself. Saving lives, fighting water pollution, protecting our natural maritime resources. See your local Coast Guard recruiter or call toll-free 800-424-8883. That's 800-424-8883. Every job is a good job with the Coast Guard.
There are some job openings you just won't find in the want-ad section of the newspaper. That's because they're jobs of a special sort. They require expertise in just about every field imaginable. If you're a coach or a cook or a homemaker or a bookkeeper, you're needed now. In fact, there's a need for whatever you can do. The hours are great, as many as you can spare. The salary is unique. You get no money for your work. But what you do get, money can't buy. There's no greater pay than knowing that you've helped someone. There are thousands of individuals who desperately need your help right now. The old, the young, the sick, the disadvantaged. People who need people. They don't need a handout. What they need is a hand. If you're into marketing, you could help a minority businessman get started with a workable merchandising program. And regardless of what you do for a living, Volunteer can direct you to the best place in the community to put your talent or skill to work. Give it a try. Write Volunteer, Washington, D.C., 20013. A public service of the Advertising Council and this station.
The combination of radio and electric.
Some time and think about it. When someone who works for you wants 2 weeks off for guard or reserve training, how do you feel about it? Are you aware of how essential to America's strength and security the National Guard and Reserve are? Today, they provide almost 30% of our military manpower at a cost of only a small fraction of the defense budget. Still, when that someone who works for you is due for that 2-week guard or reserve training period, maybe you feel a little iffy about a volunteer defense force. Well, what if volunteers weren't about to leave their jobs and defend our freedom 200 years ago? We'll give you the time to think that one over, too. Support your guard and reserve. A public service of this station and the Advertising Council.
On June 20th.
Do you enjoy taking pictures or just looking at them? Either way, have you ever given thought to what photography would be like today if it hadn't been for a bunch of curious college-trained minds which probed into chemicals, film, and lenses? If those minds had accepted the first photographs produced on a silver or silver-covered copper plate as the finished product, photography would not be what it is today, nor what it can be tomorrow. Colleges and college-trained minds have helped us in more than just photography, such as life-saving pharmaceuticals, hunger-fighting new rice and new wheat, petrochemicals, radio, television. The minds which can create new wonders need college education, but colleges are in financial difficulties. Inflation is hurting them, too. The quality of education is in danger through reduced programs, cutbacks in teaching staffs. You can help make today and tomorrow better for you and the world by giving generously to the college of your choice. A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
Human beings' need for another has not changed down through the centuries. Only the ways of communicating this need. Ancient man stretched an animal skin across a wooden frame and beat out a message for help to a neighboring tribe. Riders of the Pony Express thundered their way across western prairies, racing against time with vital news. Ships in distress echoed SOS, and rockets soared skyward seeking help for the lost. Today, radio is instant communication, a far cry from the ancient drum. Yet it still speaks of the need for help. Help in preventing birth defects that touch the lives of so many newborn. Help the March of Dimes in its fight against birth defects. One human being's need for another has not changed. Will you answer this need by giving generously to the March of Dimes?
At your next party, emphasize mixing people instead of drinks. Create games to play. Let your guests mix their own drinks. They'll generally pour lighter without your help. For snacks, serve starchy foods like desserts to cut the strength of alcohol. Remember, we're not against drinking. We're for living. At your next party, be first a friend, then a host. A public service message brought to you by this station and the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this...
I'm Dolly Parton, and did you know that thousands are being saved from cancer every year? But the American Cancer Society believes thousands more can also be saved by regular medical examination. Remember, your doctor can help you if you visit him regularly, whether or not there are signs of something wrong. And if treated before it gets a chance to spread, most cancer can be cured. If you want more information on how to protect yourself against cancer, call your American Cancer Society and give generously. Let's wipe out cancer in our lifetime.
Sportscasters need a sharp eye to be able to call plays right. But the lights almost went out on my broadcasting career. I'm Al DeRogatis, and without knowing it, I was slowly losing my sight to glaucoma. But thanks to the National Society for the Prevention of Blindness, my glaucoma was discovered in time to save my vision. Don't take chances with yours. The Society can tell you how to keep your eyes healthy. Write Prevent Blindness, Box 426, New York, New York, 10019.